National directors of Catholic agencies providing pastoral care for gypsies in Europe concluded a meeting in the Vatican on Thursday. The three-day event was organised by the Pontifical Council for Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant Peoples, looking at ways in which the Church has sometimes added to the sufferings and solitude of these nomadic peoples. Among the speakers at the meeting was Martina Liebsch, International Policy Director and Head of Migration with Caritas Internationalis. She talked to my colleague Lydia O'Kane about the aims of the conference and about the work now being done to tackle discrimination against gypsies and travellers.
I think, first of all, to create visibility as well for the work of Caritas, in the specific case, Caritas in Europe. So we have Caritases in different countries like in Italy, Spain, Slovakia, Czech Republic, Bulgaria, who work on the issue. Secondly, to provide a testimony about what they do, and one part is on the, let's say, the local level. There are quite a lot of education initiatives, so it seems to be that the key message, at least what I hear from them, is work with youngsters from the Roma people. So I think that's the second level. The third level is also to draw some similarities from the area of migration, and there is an overlapping because some of the Roma people are migrants as well. So I think it's probably highlighting that the challenges for integration for Roma are not that far away from those of migrant people. But what I also, in the preparation of this conference, realized the shocking reality of Roma people, and they add up a lot of, how to say, stigma. So they are Roma, they are migrants sometimes, they are often unemployed, live in poverty. If you add that many of them, of course, are women, children, vulnerable, so they have really a heavy, heavy burden to carry. That was one part, and the second part of the intervention as well was to show that through networking among different organizations, but also to cooperation with the European level, you can achieve something. Many people have said it here, not only me, it's a process which goes in small steps. But it's quite, I think, a success that the European Council has produced or took note of some guiding principles for the work with Roma within the European institutions, and I consider that as quite a success.
You mentioned the role of education, and you see a lot of the Roma, and you see them on the streets, you see them on the trains. How difficult is it? I mean, do the Roma want to be included in education? Is it hard to get them themselves to want to streamline themselves into education? Or is it just a case of forming the policies and the projects to get them involved?
Well, not being a specialist on the issue, I would really not dare to say that they don't want to be involved. But of course, they have a very specific living condition. They have experienced marginalization and exclusion. So it does not surprise me that probably their confidence in institutions, the ones we consider as normal, is not very high. The Fundamental Rights Agency found out through a recent survey, the European Fundamental Rights Agency, that the confidence, for example, in police, just as another example, that they would help them in case of, you know, racist activities towards the Roma is really low. So I would not really dare to say that they don't want. I think it's probably more an issue how we design our education around and for Roma children. What I learned from the experiences from one project which was done 3 years ago, finished 3 years ago with different Caritas organizations, is that they try to integrate formal learning with non-formal learning and informal activities. So it's more a package which you have to offer and not just expect that people would just enter the mainstream schools. That's one issue, and the other issue which I learned as well is that I think it was in Czech Republic, many children went into special schools, so they were segregated from the very beginning, which of course makes also then difficult to build up the trust to be part of the mainstream education.
It's a very difficult topic to do, this, the subject of discrimination. To tackle that, it's a daunting prospect, really, isn't it?
It is very difficult, and I think coming from the area of migration, you know that, again, this is a battle you don't win forever, if I may use the term battle. I think if I look at certain realities in some countries, sometimes you would say the situation has not improved, but got worse. If you look at nationalism, at, you know, speak against migrants, also forms of subtle discrimination. I think you have to be constantly putting the finger in the wound on one hand, so also at the political level. I think that's why it's good that, for example, at the European level, you have this fundamental rights agencies who provide a lot of resources where you can, apart from your own perception, say, well, there's the evidence for what we perceive. And I think the other issue is that you, of course, at local level, and that's what we have learned in many other circumstances, you just don't work in isolation, but you always work at a community level. So I remember one of the projects I mentioned in my presentation, it was really to work within the community and make the links between, let's say, the majority in that specific case of Roma and the minority, and let them identify, for example, common interests, common worries.